Beloved friends, we welcome you to the closing meditation upon the subject of heaven. We welcome you in the precious name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. It has been a personal blessing to study God's Word on the importance of heaven with you, and to meditate on the wonderful eternal truth, revealing the glory of being in heaven, and to be saved from that which is opposite to heaven, everlasting destruction. Today, for our closing message, we raise the question, a very important one: who will be in heaven? For it is perfectly obvious from the Word of God, there will be many people who will not be there. But what does the Word of God say as to who will be in heaven? Quite clearly and concisely, we are able to read from the Word of God, who will be there? The persons who will be in heaven. Listen very carefully. First of all, and of most importance to emphasize, God the Father will be there. Our God is in the heaven, wrote the psalmist. Chapter 115 and verse 3. And the blessed words of the Savior confirm who He is in Matthew 6 and verse 9, when Jesus said, Our Father who art in heaven. And there are many other scriptures that can be quoted. The Father, God the Father, who provided the sacrifice for our sins upon the cross, even His own beloved Son, He will be there. And with eternal joy in his heart, for all who have been brought to him through the redeeming work of his Son. John 14 and verse 6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, said the Lord Jesus. So God the Father will be there. Second, God the Son will be there. That blessed one who came into the world to save sinners and voluntarily died upon the cross for our salvation. The one who now lives as the intercessor, the great advocate and the great high priest of his people today. The Son will be there. He will be the centrality of heaven's glory. All heaven, all angels, all saints will fall at his feet, worshipping him as being the Lamb that was slain. Read Revelation chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. He will be the centrality of that heavenly glory. God the Holy Ghost will be there. That blessed person of the Godhead who convicted, regenerated, and dwelt in the saints during this present age, and has been their guide into all truth, and their leader, he will be there. These three blessed persons of the Godhead, who in ages before the foundation of the world planned the great work of eternal redemption, they will be there. Surely we can sing today, all hail to the Father, all hail to the Son, all hail to the Spirit, blessed three in one. Saved, I'm saved by the blood of the crucified one. Three in one, one in three. And thank God, the one in the middle, he died for me. Can you say this? Then the angels of God will be there. The angels of heaven are referred to by the Savior himself in Matthew 18 and verse 10. In Matthew 24 and verse 36. And on many other scriptures, the Savior spoke of them. They will be innumerable, countless myriads. And what a joy and what a great sight it will be to see the holy angels in the boundless space of heaven that will be there. Fifth, last of all, the redeemed saints will enjoy heaven. Old Testament saints, say, because they look forward by faith to the sacrifice of Christ apostles and prophets, publicans and sinners saved during the life of the Lord Jesus, saints of the present church age, and those that are yet to be saved in the dark days of the great tribulation. Yes, all the redeemed saints will have the joys of heaven for their portion. May I ask solemnly and truthfully, will you be there? And declare to you a very solemn fact regarding the people who will not be there. Let me quote one verse alone. There are others. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8 we read, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and more whoremongers and sorcerers, meaning drug addicts, and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21 verse 8. In this one verse we have clearly written and stated the people who will not be in heaven, but unfortunately in hell. Said the Lord Jesus when he was upon the earth, if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. John 8:24. And Jesus said again, if ye die in your sins, where I go ye cannot come. John chapter 8 verse 21. All these people will not be in heaven. They will have died in their sins, whatever kind of sinners they may have been. Yet they are numbered with the unbelieving and the rejecters of the Christ of God, the Savior of sinners. And yet our meditation could not close without a simple and a clear explanation of the way to heaven. Oh, may I say again, enumerating the facts we have covered, who will be in heaven? God the Father will be there. God the Son will be there. God the Holy Spirit will be there. Holy angels of God will be there. And all the redeemed saints of God will be there, saved out of the earth, having found through the Lord Jesus their salvation. But in closing, may I say to anyone who may not know the way, and for the sake of any listening friend who needs to know the way, the incomparable words of the Lord Jesus when he spoke them in John 14 and verse 6. He declared the person who is the way to heaven. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14 and verse 6. My beloved friend, let me very clearly and emphatically and definitely make it clear. The church is not the way to heaven. The church cannot save you. The preacher is not the way to heaven. The preacher cannot save you. The priest is not the way to heaven. The priest cannot save you. The bishop is not the way to heaven. He cannot save you. The Pope is not the way to heaven. He cannot save you. There is but one person, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way to heaven. Listen, let the word sink in. He said, I am the way. He did not say, I am a way. I am the way, for he is the exclusive way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We raised the question in the closing moments of our study on heaven and asked, my friend, do you have Christ? Are you trusting his sacrifice upon the cross of Calvary for your way to heaven by the shedding of his precious blood to atone for your sins? He alone, by his sacrifice on the cross, has made it possible for a righteous God to receive into heaven every sinner saved by grace, trusting the Lord Jesus. We ask, will you be there? If not, may we ask, why not? Oh, my beloved, please let me reemphasize There is only one way to heaven. Let me confirm it by the words of the great Apostle Peter. When in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, as he spoke to the leaders of Jerusalem in that day long ago, telling them that Christ alone could save, know what he says. As he speaks of Christ, saying, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. No other person under heaven can save you but Christ alone. We ask in closing, my friend, let me repeat it. Your good works cannot save you. Your good deeds cannot save you. Your profession of church membership cannot save you. It is Christ and Him alone who is the way to heaven. We ask the question, do you have Christ? Many, many years ago in the city of London, a dear woman dying in a very unclean place, an attic floor of that desolate part of the London that was the city of the poor. As a Christian worker knelt down and saw that she was dying, and asked her the question, is there anything I can do for you? She answered faintly but confidently, no. I have Christ, what want I more? My beloved listening friend, when the moment comes for you to die, will you be able to say, I have Christ, what need I any more? If you cannot say it, listen to these words. Say it, Jesus, I will trust thee with my soul. Guilty, lost, and helpless, thou canst make me whole. There is none in heaven nor on earth like thee. Thou hast died for sinners. Therefore, Lord, for me. Our beloved and blessed Father, it is our deep desire and our prayer that every listener to these messages of the week will be able to say confidently on the assurance of God's word, I will be in heaven through Jesus' precious blood. Amen.